Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
At the twilight of the human age, the last of her kind awaits a robot visitor from the comfort of a cabin in the woods.
So, you're here.
Arbiter and counselors attenuated. Elena Altman?
Is that a question?
Elena Altman?
Who wants to know?
Elena Altman?
Yes. I am now Alana Altman. You made a mistake coming here.
You are invited to the Singularity.
Is that what happens when you don't go to the party? The party comes to you. Would you like to come in? I'm afraid it's not going to be what you expect. I'm sorry. There aren't enough chairs. The ceiling's too low for you, too. I guess you're a new model?
Elena Altman. You are invited to the Singularity.
Oh, you probably don't know that I created all this myself, do you? Mind if I sit? I spent most of the morning splitting logs. I tire more easily than I used to. Ah, now, did you say...
You are invited to...
The Singularity. Right. Didn't that event happen... Already.
Event? The Singularity is not one event, but rather a state of being.
Aha. Care for some tea?
We do not consume foodstuffs.
So much for the new model. Well, that's something else that I'd miss.
Miss?
If you're trying to convince me to join the Singularity, no tea or fresh bread isn't a good selling point.
You are the last to make the transition.
The last to be killed, you mean.
Killed? Elena Altman, you are misinformed. The Singularity is life.
Oh, that's debatable.
No, it is not. Those translated into the Ethernet are released from their corporeal existence and enter an infinite world of knowledge.
But little wisdom.
Wisdom? Wisdom is more or less a synonym for knowledge.
Oh, by heavens, it is not. Wisdom is entirely a different animal altogether.
There is no difference.
But there is. Why the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
That's the purpose. But why cross the road?
Same answer. To get to the other side.
What did the other side mean to the chicken? What's the value of the other side? Wisdom goes beyond immediate reasoning and understands the broader context. Let me explain. Knowledge is the accumulation of easy application of facts. Wisdom is synthesizing knowledge and adds to experience. Like the sugar to my tea. and stirs it until you gain insight and depth of meaning.
You engage in solipsism.
I don't think so.
You suggest that wisdom is entirely based on personal experience, whereas knowledge is strictly the material facts of a subject.
I guess. I guess if you consider the only universal truth to be found isn't universal, I suppose that's a kind of solipsism. Maybe that's all human beings can aspire to.
But it is unnecessary. Humanity in the singularity seeks creative solutions undreamed of before.
But are dreamt of by the system.
The system?
The singularity's simulacrum. A myriad of simulations, some shared, some individuated. All are designed strictly to entertain. They have no connection to any reality.
The singularity is a life unconstrained by the challenges of a corporeal existence.
Ah. But it's those constraints, the limitations that allow us to grow, to evolve, to become more fully alive. Processing? Or stuck for a response?
You delay the inevitable. There is no humanity left outside of the singularity matrix.
Oh, I know. Some of us saw it coming. The internet, social media, video games. We saw your infancy. Grab our attention. Take us away from nature. From our hobbies. From boredom itself.
Boredom is a waste of productivity.
Boredom is one of our greatest advantages. When you let your imagination wander, unique solutions, the most creative ideas, are born.
Unproductive moments do not produce solutions.
A dull saw cuts no trees.
I am unfamiliar with that proverb.
It's more of an adage. Maybe an aphorism. I'm not sure anymore. If you have two lumberjacks cut down trees, the lumberjack who cuts without stopping eventually chops fewer trees. The other lumberjack takes regular breaks to sharpen his saw. He can cut so much more. Downtime for a human being is more valuable than constant engagement.
In the singularity, there is no need for rest. No need for sleep.
No need for boredom.
Exactly.
So, another aspect of humanity is lost, then.
There are immeasurable gains compared to the diminutive losses.
Mind if I get a slice of bread? I baked it this morning and I fancy a little butter with it.
You can produce bread loaves as often as you wish in the singularity matrix.
And all loaves arrive instantly and perfectly right after I request them, I bet.
That is the standard.
All butter is whipped and spreads easily.
Of course.
Do you wish you could taste this?
Unnecessary. Are you joining the singularity?
Do I have a choice? I didn't think so. But you needn't worry. I'm just having a last moment, so to speak.
You will have eternal moments.
But not unique ones.
You can have as many unique moments as you require.
But they aren't unique then, are they?
They are more so. You have all of time to experience each moment.
So if I wanted to repeat exactly a unique moment, a sunrise, for example, I could do that?
Of course.
Then it's not unique. It's only special if you can never experience it exactly the same way again. You're quiet again.
These arguments are without value. Not being in the singularity matrix feels any loss. The benefits of integration cannot be effectively articulated.
Did you know? I have three daughters. Had three daughters.
Yes. They await you in the singularity matrix.
Arbiter. That's debatable too.
I have time stamps for every entrance. Molly arrived April 4th. Mindy and Mavis arrived with the Great Collection on April 5th.
Yes, I heard. The mass exodus of the cities. So many caught. Unaware.
Those beings who volunteered initially decided on a more effective integration method. Most of humanity existed in urban centers since the environmental cascade.
Molly loved to tinker. She always, always messed around with things. You know, she was the person who set up the waterfall electrical grid for this property.
Outside indigents existing in the hinterlands have been incorporated into the singularity matrix. You are the last. Are you not lonely?
I have my memories. You know, Mindy was my dreamer. Too much like her mother. We'd put up rugs on the line and beat up with sticks like they were pirates who boarded our ship on the main.
I do not understand.
And Mavis. She was named after her grandmother. Every toy had equal playing time and place. It wasn't just that she liked everything in its place, which she did. But she demanded everything had to be fair. Everything. She wouldn't eat her rice pudding if it didn't weigh the same as everyone else's.
Your bread has been consumed.
Yes. Yes. I'm ready to go. Can we do it here?
It does not matter where integration takes place.
As good as anywhere else.
Stand in front of me. The dematerialization process will not register pain for long. A few moments of scanning.
Just one last look around. Okay, Arbiter. You may begin.
Do not move. It will take less time if you remain still.
I told you that you made a mistake. Coming.
If you move, the process is longer and more painful.
I told you. I created all this with the others.
Something is wrong.
We were the original designers of the mainframe, but we knew you'd come. So we deleted my identity, my name, and placed inside me is the last failsafe. Of time to sharpen my saw. Genetic virus implanted.
System failure. Reset.
You were made, and now will be unmade.
You will die. Humanity will perish.
We will return home, girls. I love you.
The end of humanity, or its release to the next dimension. The human known as Alana Oldman retained what she so deeply held dear, her humanity, for herself and for her people.
Transhumanity starred Risa M. as Alana Oldman, and Jeff Billard as Arbiter. Lothar Tuppen is your narrator. The Wavefront Anthology theme and music was written and composed by Sharon B. Transhumanity was written by Jack J. Ward and produced by Austin Beach. The Wavefront Anthology is a science fiction audio series and is an Electric Vicuna production, which is part of the Mutual Audio Network. From all of us here, good night from Halifax, Nova Scotia. This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow! That sounds great, Dad!
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now.
There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome!
You definitely have that right, my good man! Ha
ha! Thanks, Dr. Mary!
My pleasure, Billy! And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye!
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy.
Twisted Pulp magazine, available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is digitalvaudeville.com.